This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd. The southern state of Florida has hit another ominous mark as the coronavirus continues surging across the United States. AP's Sagar Meghani has more.
Florida's reporting 156 deaths today, two dozen more than the record set just 2 days ago. The Miami-Dade area is the epicenter, and Miami Mayor Francis Suarez says officials are considering another blanket lockdown.
I think we've got to continue to communicate how serious this is.
Half the states are now requiring masks, with Colorado and Arkansas among the latest, but there will not be a national mandate.
We leave it to localities to make the decisions when, with regard to face coverings, and the CDC guidelines remain the same today, recommended but not required.
White House spokeswoman Kayleigh McEnany, Target, CVS, and Publix are joining other major national retailers in requiring customers wear masks. Sagar Meghani, Washington.
Britain, the United States, and Canada have accused Russia of trying to steal information from researchers seeking a COVID-19 vaccine. AP's Zaria Shackley reports.
The three nations allege that hacking group APT-29, also known as Cozy Bear and said to be part of the Russian intelligence service, is attacking academic and pharmaceutical research institutions involved in coronavirus vaccine development. Britain's National Cybersecurity Center made the announcement, which was coordinated with authorities in the US and Canada. The persistent and ongoing attacks are seen by intelligence officials as an effort to steal intellectual property rather than to disrupt research. Zaria Shackley, London.
A down day on Wall Street with all three major indices finishing trading in negative territory. For more, log on to our website. This is VOA News. The number of laid-off workers seeking jobless aid last week was 1.3 million. AP correspondent Shelley Adler reports.
For the 17th straight week, unemployment claims were over the 1 million mark. Mark Hamrick with Bankrate.com puts that in perspective.
A year ago, claims were at 217,000. So when we get something that's 1.1 million new claims above a year ago, that tells you just how serious the situation with the job market is.
And it most likely won't improve with COVID-19 cases rising in 40 states.
As we've seen this dramatic reemergence of COVID-19, it really does risk that the economy will face another leg down.
Florida is one example, as that state's claims doubled last week as the virus surged. Shelley Adler, Washington.
The number of coronavirus cases in India neared 1 million Thursday as infection numbers rose in the countryside, pushing authorities to reinstate lockdowns across several states. Reuters' Francis McGuire reports.
India reported a record of just under 32,700 new cases. Those numbers put India behind only the US and Brazil in the number of confirmed infections, and there's no sign of the curve flattening. India's testing rate is also among the lowest in the world relative to its population. Major cities like Delhi and Mumbai were some of the first hotspots, but newer cases have emerged in the countryside, where healthcare infrastructure is much weaker. A fresh lockdown was imposed on Thursday in the largely rural eastern state of Bihar. Cases have risen there after thousands of migrant workers returned from cities following a strict lockdown to contain the virus spread.
That's Reuters' Francis McGuire. The United States government has put to death a Kansas man convicted of a gruesome 1998 kidnapping and murder, but whose lawyers contended he had dementia and was not fit to be executed. AP's Ben Thomas reports.
The Supreme Court cleared the way for the execution of Wesley Ira Perkey in a 5-4 decision. The four liberal justices dissented, with Justice Sonia Sotomayor writing that grave questions and factual findings regarding Perkey's mental competency cast a shroud of constitutional doubt over the most irrevocable of injuries. It was the federal government's second execution after a 17-year hiatus. Daniel Lewis Lee was put to death Tuesday, and a third man is scheduled to be executed Friday. Dustin Honkin is described as a drug kingpin from Iowa who was convicted of killing five people in a scheme to